For decades, black soccer professionals in Europe faced racist abuse in person, online. Well, the latest ugly moment occurred Sunday in Spain. Thousands of fans chanted monkey at Real Madrid superstar Vinicius Jr., who's black. And this happened before the match and during it. And afterward, Vinicius wrote on Instagram that Spain is known as a country of racists. Let's talk about race, soccer, and social media with Femi OK. She hosts the TV show The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, welcome back.
Hello there, Scott. Nice to chat to you.
Vinicius Jr. says this is the 10th racist episode against him this season. What was the fallout in Spain and across Europe after Vinicius Jr. called Spain a racist country? And then he threatened to quit his Spanish team, Real Madrid.
Knee-jerk reaction to the idea of an entire country being called racist. A lot of support, though, globally. Racing driver Lewis Hamilton came to Vinicius' defence. England team manager Gareth Southgate, who's really, really well known for zero tolerance of racism in the game of football or soccer. Neymar, the Brazilian football player. Kylian Mbappe, the iconic French soccer player. All came to give their support. And when his team Real Madrid played again after that racist incident, they could be seen on the pitch wearing number 20, and that is Vinicius' number. And then there was a big sign saying, "We are all Vinicius, enough is enough." So lots of support, but does that really attack the main problem, which is not just racism in football in Spain, but across the whole of the world?
But Femi, you also said, was there reaction in Spain? Were there persons online angry at what Vinicius said?
Online and offline as well. For instance, the actual league was saying, our hands are quite tied right now. Our hands are tied in terms of what can we do? We can only report racism. We can't actually punish it ourselves. So they were getting a lot of criticism about how they were reacting. But they said, we don't have the power yet to do what we want to do. We would like more power.
Yeah. The Spanish Soccer Federation, I gather, has some power, arrested seven fans involved in that incident at Valencia over the weekend. It launched a new anti-racism campaign after chatter that this could hurt Spain's reputation and its proposal to host World Cup in 2030. But have any leagues, Femi, in England, in Germany, in Italy, succeeded in taking on this ugliness?
Oh, Scott, that's such a good question, because there have been initiatives for decades. Kick It Out, FIFPro, the Football Players Union, have joined with other athletes and other sporting teams to really crack down on online sporting racist abuse. FIFA, the Federation of International Football, have multiple programs to stamp out racism in football. Football Against Racism, Hope United, Enough, which is a campaign from the Professional Footballers Association in the UK. So many initiatives, so many educational programs. But yet, still, when players of colour are on the pitch, either they're great football playing or their poor football playing is often received by fans. I'm going to say that in air quotes. I know you can't see that on the radio, but alleged fans who throw racist abuse at them. I don't know what will stop it.
Femi, you spoke about this with former pro soccer player Cecil G. Thomas, who is black. He hosts the show Arsenal Fan TV. Let's listen.
Listen, hate coming from anywhere can affect a person. Myself included. When it's racism, it cuts a little deeper. It's awful. It's awful. And I want people to remember that a lot of these players are young players. That they're some in their teens, some in their early 20s, and this is the hate they're getting for the person that they are.
Femi, this is the 21st century.
Yeah, why are we talking about this now, Scott?
Vinicius Jr. grew up in poverty in Brazil, another player in England subject to this. Marcus Rashford grew up in a rough part of Manchester, England, and this is what they get for their success?
Vinicius gave an example of what he was having to put up with. He put this on his Instagram account. It's a compilation of the hate that he gets when he plays. There are chants calling him a monkey in Spanish. There were gestures. The N-word is used. An effigy was hung off a bridge a couple of months ago of him as a player. Death threats as well. So this is what these young players are having to deal with on a regular basis. How is he reacting? Well, he posted just this week, Vinicius posted, "Los amo, gracias, gracias y gracias," which means love and appreciation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But he's just in his early 20s and he's got so much hate coming at him just because he's playing football well. It's a situation that the leagues around the world are really going to have to focus on and come to the support and aid of the players who are on the pitch. Because if it was any other work environment, nobody would put up with it.
Yeah. Femi Okeh is host of Al Jazeera English's The Stream. We will come back and talk more about this, unfortunately. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.